Hi, I'm Dave Spadaro, and welcome to the Eagles update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. As the team's offseason conditioning program gears up in its second week, we here at the NovaCare Complex getting ready for next week's team minicamp. And we had a chance to catch up with linebacker Connor Barwin, who talked about the transition to Philadelphia, a new way of doing things on and off the football field, of course, with the aim of getting things just a little bit more together next week at that minicamp.
Well, I think it's important that we get this extra minicamp, this extra early start, because it's a lot of new guys, new coaches, and I think just getting some foundation before we go out there for OTAs and go to training camp is important. You know, so far it's been so good, but it's been challenging, but I think I've been able to keep up with everybody. But I think they have a nice plan in the way they're doing things, and so far it's gone really well. No, I'm really excited to put a helmet on and run around and get a football out there, obviously, and then kind of put everything we've learned, you know, in the classroom, kind of put it together and see how it's starting to starting to form, and see how we're going to run things and start to communicate and just, you know, really play a little bit of football.
What kind of percentage of the playbook is in your brain right now? Are we talking 5%, 3%, 14%?
Well, I can't tell you because I don't know how big it's going to get. But like I said, there's kind of a foundation right now that's getting laid, which is important. And you have to have that before you move forward.
Hey, fans, make sure you take part in Deetson Watson's promotion with center Jason Kelce. It gives you a chance to give yourself the Kelce look and Photoshop a beard that makes you look just a little bit like number 62. Kelce, very proud of the beard. It speaks to who he is off the field.
Kind of a sense of kind of who I am as a person. You know, I'm always an easygoing guy. I don't really always want to be the prettiest guy. I just kind of want to do my job. And my physical appearance is kind of at the background of you know, what I put forth on the field and what I do for this team.
You're looking forward to having some fans have some fun mimicking the Jason Kelce look, though.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think it's the fans kind of gravitated to it last year. Got a lot of public notoriety, and, you know, I'm excited to see the pictures that this thing turns out.
A big weekend for the Eagles off the field on Saturday. Eagles Youth Partnership hosting its fourth annual Give Kids Sight Day at Wills Eye Hospital. And then on Sunday, the Eagles hosting their Huddle Up for Autism event at Lincoln Financial Field. We'll have complete coverage here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining me for our Eagles update.